So I grew up on McDougal Street and went to school around the corner, PS 8, which later became a school for wayward girls. And I've been flashing a lot and having dreams on that period. So this is 50s, and we had to wear dog tags. Maybe some of you remember that. Not so many people I meet these days are familiar with the dog tag syndrome, the fear of the dog tag. It was very odd at, you know, the age of five to be clutching your dog tag under a desk and being told that we were in danger of some sort of threat, nuclear threat, maybe some kind of commies coming from afar. There was this sort of schizoid thing with my family who didn't sort of go along with some of the procedures and the strategies of how you were raising children with that kind of fear. But I think in some ways it made me a poet in that I felt I could not live like that, clutching a dog tag that would presumably identify my body after a nuclear holocaust, after a nuclear attack. And then later I read about the soldiers in Vietnam having two dog tags, and one dog tag would be pulverized, maybe found on the body, and then the other dog tag, which was kept in another place, would presumably be buried with the body. So that early connection, I think, to some sort of fear of war, some kind of patriarchal insistence on a particular way of training children. And I later got involved with a Quaker situation where we could protest while there were people hiding under their desks with their dog tags. But as children, we could protest. Okay, five. So John Cage came to Naropa University, then Naropa Institute.
So I grew up on McDougal Street.
And he came to perform
PS 8, which
from Empty Words, the Muro section, the Music Thoreau section.
I've been flashing
and
a lot.
And he performed on August 8th, 1974.
This is 50s.
And he was had said
and we had to wear dog tags.
He needed, had a tensor lamp. He had beautiful images from Thoreau's journals, these great calligraphic images that were being shown on the screen behind him. And then he was reading from the text,
clutching your dog tag under
a consonantal
desk and being told
sound.
We were in danger of...
And then he would have a gap that seemed
threat,
like about 10 minutes.
Threat.
A lot of people came out that night. It was
coming from
advertised as a
afar.
Concert. People, he came with some sort of reputation that he would invite participation.
And, the strategies of
and what the history books, the biographies forget about this incident is that it was the same night that Richard Nixon resigned. And Richard Nixon, who was saying things like, I am not a quitter, and I have the same dust and sweat and blood on my body as Teddy Roosevelt did. And we are going to build a peace structure. We're never going to have a generation of war ever again. And I thought, that's empty words. That's empty words. And then John came to our founding meeting of Naropa, and he said... When we asked him about Black Mountain, he said it all happened at lunch. It all happened at lunch. We have yet to get our lunch trip together out at Naropa University.
Kind of
Lunch is a little sort of takeout counter, you could call it. But it all happened at lunch.
On a particular,
and then when I created it, homage to him, and I kept saying,
I later got involved with a
I am meeting you to do lunch. Do lunch. Protest. If you could ever do anything.
Well, the, you know,
and who is a man not caged? Who is a woman not worse? Who is a woman not worse? Dear John Cage, the world's a more humming place. We thank you for it. Cage came
so
to
I was in
Kerala,
then
India,
Naloka
not so long ago,
Institute,
and visiting and, some Muslim schools there.
Came to,
it was an extraordinary experience. These were colleges, and the men were separated from the women. And they could not rise above a certain level on the podium, and I had to be in a particular spot on the podium.
And he was
was a little restricted in terms of the Q&A. I delivered a talk.
He had
on my own practice
from Thoreau's
and on influence
great
of
calligraphic images,
mantra and singing and so on.
Shown,
and they really wanted to talk about the political situation behind him. They felt very keen about, very upset about racial profiling. And about the conditions
and
that were
have a gap,
it seemed like happening in various places, including
a lot of
France,
came out
where
that
the
night
was scarf, headscarves were being banned.
People he came with some sort of reputation,
and the women were asking me, "What do you think about that? What do you think about that ban that Sarkozy created on the headscarves?"
And
I looked around and saw
the biographies forget about this
extraordinary
that it was the
women
that
beautiful headscarves. So this is
Richard
India,
Nixon, who was saying
multi,
things like, "I am not a quitter,
patterned,
and I have
colored
dust and sweat
I wanted
and blood
to say,
on my body. Is
you should be able to wear whatever you
and
want."
And we're going to build a.
And then the guys got to
structure.
Ask their questions.
We're never going to have a.
And they were really even angrier about racial profiling,
empty words,
and about.
That's
Obama at that time getting
and then John came to our founding
Peace Prize
of
what
Naropa.
Was that about and then they
said,
wanted to know and they thought I could
Black
answer them
body.
He
said
could
it
you
all
tell us
happened
Miss Waldman about the agrarian
all
policies of Franklin Delano
we have yet to get our lunch trip
and I realized they knew so much more
university
about
lunch
us
a little sort of takeout
than I did
you could call it.
But and afterwards,
lunch,
there was
a
lot of, and then when I reporters around,
and
homage
then
all the headlines and the five dailies in that area in Kerala,
I am meeting you
actually,
to do lunch.
Had
do
articles
lunch,
about
you could
this
ever do anything,
American poet who was
and who was a man
criticizing
not caged,
her,
who was
president
a woman
and her country, and
not
I said,
I can't speak.
Who was a woman,
for my country,
not.
I can't speak for my country.
And it's strange.
Mores.
The world's more
humming
place.
And
we thank you for it. I've been obsessed. So I was in
Kerala,
India,
Naloka,
not so long ago.
Institute
this question
and
was driving me, and I keep asking everyone,
there,
how
came to
are we contemporary with our time? What does it mean to be contemporary with our time?
Separated from the women.
And I think of Gertrude Stein's
and,
continuous present.
Section,
and
not rise
and
storm, level
and
the podium
and
spot on
and
the
I think of
and
Ezra Pound's
and,
in the mind of
the
poet
of the
all times are contemporaneous
talk
and I treasure the archaic which is so present with us
images,
the discovery of the Omphalos
stone,
and they really wanted
money,
to talk about
deciphering
the political situation
behind him,
the Mayan code,
they felt very
translations of Keane, Gilgamesh,
very upset about
and the notion of and about
library and archive
conditions.
And
then you would have a gap.
The Nalanda University happening, which was an inspiration for the founding of Naropa, actually.
Headscarves
had a library that burned when it was sacked, and the women were asking me, "What do you think about that? What do you think about that band?" And the Chaldeans had this view that chaos meant without a library. So, looking into the darkness of our time, what is that about? Giorgio Agamben actually speaks of color in a book called Nudity,
and I wanted to say,
talks about the job of the poet, thinker, artist, is to look into the darkness of the time.
We're never darkness of our time.
And they were really even angry about intensifying. We must be very passionate about
Obama at that time getting
the darkness.
And
that actually, neurophysiologically, we have these off cells in our retina,
tell us,
and it's not a matter of
about the
deprivation,
polarization,
darkness. It's actually
a
kind of vision.
And I realized they knew so much more.
And then you think about the
about
expanding universe and how it's moving away from us. It's moving away
and
from
afterwards,
us. The light that's trying to come to us
and
is moving away from us
around.
And all the headlines,
we're never quite
the five daily
synchronized
in that area in
I'm meeting
in
you
a
to
way
do
things
lunch.
Had
do
already
lunch.
Happened.
You could ever do anything.
American poet,
or
they haven't
was,
happened.
And
yet.
Who
is
a man?
Criticizing.
Not cage,
I have a great image of the president's Balinese dancer posed in this liminal space, coming through the Chandi Ventar, trembling. We're gonna go. Am I going to go forward? I'm going to move back. I'm going to go this way or that way. Stuck in this space. It's already happened. Hasn't happened yet. Look into the darkness of our time. Moving right along with mantra.
So I was in
about mind protection. Omara batsa ne de 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 de. Omara batsa na de 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 de. Omara batsa na de 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 de. Omara batsa na de 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 de. And
it's always interested me then.
And when Allen Ginsberg went to India,
and
I think of Ezra Pound's back in the mind of the poet
of the
all times
wearing his
toddy cloth and
talk.
And I treasure
some
the archaic. I met the minister of archaic, which is so present
with us.
It was very great
discovery of the
had
shown,
turned the
and they really
world
wanted to talk
Indian
about
fabric,
the political situation
coming
behind
home
him,
with Mayan white
military
translation
and
Gilgamesh.
So
Allen brought
the
mantra
of,
into the
and
political library and art sphere as a kind of
the
Nalanda University happening, which was an inspiration.
I remember
being at the Chicago trial with him, and we
handed
out had a library
mantras
burned when it was sacked.
And the women were asking me, "What do you think about?" What do you think about
trial
that man?
And we were able to go in,
and
the Chaldeans had
inside the
court view where they had
Bobby
chaos meant without
gag,
a library. So looking
but
into
we
the darkness
in
of our time,
shifting
what is
the frequency.
About?
So this is
shifting the
frequency.
Giorgio Agamben
music changes
the
walls
of the song
Nudity.
Talks
body
about
and
the job
of
was also a hard thinker, artist,
levitate,
is to
look
into
the
darkness
of
the time.
We're never darkness of our time.
And they were really
angry,
very intensified. We must be very passionate about it.
About
these kinds of nonsense
syllables
and darkness.
Which
actually don't need to carry
it actually,
so much
about
neurophysiology
and they
want to carry.
We
have
the
off
cells,
body,
retina,
and it's not a matter
about the
deprivation,
polarizations,
or a way to
darkness,
come into
actually
focus.
A kind of vision.
And I realize they
and
knew
very
so
helpful
much more.
And then you think about
and
the about expanding universe and how it
when you're
and
down
moving away from
Wall
us.
Street.
It's moving away
and
from us.
The light that's trying to come to us
while
moving away from us
around.
Meditation
and
all
the
heavy
never quite
the five
daily
stuff going on around you.
I'm meeting in
a way
things
had
do
already happened.
You could ever do anything.
American poet, they haven't happened yet.
Criticize
them. I have a great image of the
and then be able to get up.
Balinese dancer posed And this question liminal space the, coming through the Chandi Bentar. Trembling.
Question the...
We're going to go forward. I'm going to move.
I'm in a row.
I'm going to go this way or that way.
I'm in a row.
Stuck in this space. It's already happened. Hasn't happened yet. Look into the darkness of our time.
Oh, two.
7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. Oh gosh, more Buddhism.
Mantra.
So I was in
about
mind
six realms.
Yeah,
okay, this is very, very useful. I think
I remember being at the Chicago trial.
Hell realm is very, very hot to get out.
At a library,
mantras
burned when it was sacked.
What do you think about the Chaldean realm, the realm of never having enough.
So looking into the darkness of our time, shifting the frequency.
And the animal realm, the teachings say have no sense of humor, and the body realm is very predatory. And we also see that every day. And then you see the common predatory humans. They're very helpful. There's a Tea Party group actually trying to get. They want to take away the law that bans humans from riding manatees.
Trying to come to us, moving away from
amazing order of being manatee.
And all the
you have more the gray matter in their brains than man. So these Tea Party people, I mean, it's hard to visualize them in bathing suits.
And this question is coming through the Chandi Bentar.
But don't let it happen.
Trembling.
Question the.
We're gonna go.
Don't let it happen.
And then we move into the human realm, the realm with the most possibility of communication. Stuck.
And
in this space.
Empathy.
It's already happened. Hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, communication.
Look into the darkness.
So we have to maybe work on that a little more. That kind of communication before we move into our God realms, our warring God realms. We have to hallucinate enemy. And then the blissed out realms where your seat gets hot. Although you're in a great pleasure dome, you fall off your seat. Mantras. Six realms. Okay, this is 20 hours ago. I was in my daily privilege to be in Ram and Carson's intimate play. Just a formidable Judith Butler, Creon, and when Alan Hill, that was intimidating because they actually have a scene where
the blind Tiresias comes out and is telling the truth
willing to let that
about what's going to happen. Creon says you're a imposter, you're a fake archive. No one listens to him. Tiresias has to really assert himself. There's a wonderful, almost campy line
coming through the Gilgamesh,
where Tiresias says, "Oh, my dear,
burning library."
I realized she would perhaps Anne was thinking of the cross-dressed Tiresias.
I remember being at the
Tiresias who became a hell-round woman for 7 years
at a library,
and in woman's garb went and played around with the Bacchantes. It was cursed; had been cursed to take this form as woman because he had stepped on some copulating snakes.
So looking into the darkness,
or perhaps had I think saw Athena naked, catch and happy about that, but was given the gift of augury in that, and in a connection with bird world,
lotus belly,
bird people world,
literally very
intense. And in the animal realm, the discussion was quite interesting after the play, because we were talking about how this could be seen as such a contemporary piece, and that realm is very. And I referenced some of the, you know, the situations about burying the dead, and burial rites, and how amongst these warring factions and situations between countries and treaties, there's so much about this old history, old karma of having to get certain bodies back. And then you have the order of being Richard III club have more that's very invested. The body was found in the parking lot,
probably think,
but very invested in giving him the proper rights.
Tea Party people,
I mean, it's hard to visualize restitution of who he was as a leader.
And this question is coming through the Chandra.
Yeah, the rites, the burial rites. Are we doing the proper burial rites?
Don't let it happen.
And then we're thinking of the,
move into the human
weird,
the realm with
incest,
possibility
and,
communication,
complicated gray areas in our various political worlds.
Yeah, communication.
Who's in bed with whom?
So we have to maybe work on that a little more.
How we decide
kind of
what becomes law.
We move into our God realms,
is it
our warring God realms.
Custom
we have
then becomes reified and done
and
again and again.
It
then becomes law.
Hot, although you're in
and
a
what is disobedience?
You fall off.
And why
seat.
Is it so important the way we treat our dead? Problem not solving.
Yes, I was thinking about
six realms.
Okay, this is 20. Very.
Yeah, it's actually connected to
the
last topic. Problem not solving. And that title, it's the title of a piece. It's part of a much longer, epic,
formidable
poem that takes on war and patriarchy. Comes sort of at the end. It's about 1,000 pages and builds to this.
They actually have a
point of the blind hysteria, in a way, about the problem not solving.
Willing to let that
about what's going. For me, it's very much Israel, Palestine,
Creon.
A lot of things move out from there. But I was in Venice. The Tiresias has to really ghetto assert himself.
There's
ghetto
a wonderful,
Vecchio,
almost
the old ghetto there, the old Jewish ghetto.
So
actually seeing, you know, it's brought up in the museum there, how people lived in the 15th century.
These centuries
outside
became hell realm.
Woman bridges, curfews on that population,
and
woman's garb went
and
thinking about
Pontius.
You know, that history through time and that part of the world
to take this form as woman,
and then focusing on this other kind of ghetto, which is
populating
Gaza,
or perhaps
and then having this mantra,
naked,
problem not solving, problem not solving,
but was given the gift of
problem not solving
augury
and reaching out arms
in a connection with
fleshly
bird
the harming, non-harming arms reaching out fleshly to ghetto, to Gaza. And I keep wanting at least the discussion with the little time I have left on this play, because we were talking about how this could be seen as a real, temporary, samsaric wheel piece. And that have some of that solved. Why is some of the such a knot?
Situations about burying
burial rights and how
time
amongst these warring factions and about situations between why is it not countries and treaties?
There's so much about the
old karma having to get certain bodies
just keeps perpetuating
Richard III
ongoing
club
have more
prisons of Egypt
very invested the body
go back far
the parking lot
but very Joseph
invested in giving him the proper
check
for papyrus,
rest the astrology
he was
as a leader. Yeah, the rites, the burial rites, are we doing the proper
check the astrology?
And then we're
thinking of the human
weird,
the realm with
incest, complicated gray areas in our various political worlds.
Yeah, communication.
Who's in bed with whom?
So we have to maybe work on that a little more.
How we decide
kind of communication
what becomes law.
We move into our God realms,
is it
our warring God realms.
Custom
we have
then
to
becomes reified.
Are we over?
And again. But then becomes law.
What is disobedience?
And why is it so important?
The way we treat our...
Oh, good. Oh, this is so stressful. I'm so used to just getting up and being able to read in a very quick manner and get off stage. This is like the most stressful event ever.
And
thank you, John Cage. Thank you. Thank you.
Epic, formidable poem.
We got him into that meeting, actually. And
the end, it's about
John
that was intimidating.
Builds to this. Talked about Black Mountain. And then he talked about gardening, talked about his mushroom hunting. And Allen Ginsberg was there, Diane De Prima, Quasha, Jackson McClough, all at this early meeting on what were we going to do after this exciting summer of empty words and audience coming to celebrate the demise of Richard Nixon and playing instruments during John's concert. Where he had to turn around and face the crowd and say, I thought this was a Buddhist school. So at this meeting, he gave this wonderful, inspiring wisdom and left the room. And everybody's saying, we've got to get him in on this project. We've got to get him involved. Get him involved. Make him move here to Boulder. God's in our music department.
Or perhaps
and then have Choegyam Trungpa, the Buddhist
mantra,
teacher who was the founder, say,
problem not solving.
Leave him alone.
Problem not solving.
But was given the gift of
problem not solving.
Augury
and reaching
fracking
out arms
in the connection with
fracking
the harming
induced
non-harming
hydraulic
arm
fracturing.
Frack, 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 frack. And I keep wanting.
So,
spending a little time one night,
sort of
all night ceremony till dawn with these extraordinary Taino shamans come from the Putumayo and prepare medicine for this
knot.
All night ceremony of looking into the darkness of one's time and figuring out how to be synchronous in the darkness of one's time and
the
wheel of life is one's time. So the medicine started to speak,
of each very
sometimes in the voice of an old woman, sometimes in a kind
Joseph
of jaguar spirit, included interesting visualizations, things that seemed to relate to the double helix, and snake tower and serpent tower, and these spirits, this voice, sort of wisdom, the medicine. And I was feeling actually like Kundry and Parsifal, just this kind of mud woman,
down there on the ground.
Maybe work on that.
Okay. Lying on the ground, lying in my own
what becomes law,
dirt in a way.
God realm is it,
but
God
loving that custom, dirt.
Are we over?
And those spirits were saying, we don't like fracking. We don't like fracking.
And why is it so important?
We had an incredible sort of dawn ceremony, Olympia kind of cleansing ceremony. And one of my friends there said, and a dandelion came and spoke to me and told me how to take care of my liver. For Anselm Hollo.
I'm so used to just getting up.
Wonderful poet Anselm Hollo recently.
Very passed away.
Manner and get off stage. Longtime colleague and friend.
This is like the most stressful event ever.
And I grew up in a very interesting polylingual household. His father was a major translator.
We got him into that meeting, actually.
Classical literature.
And
John Anselm knew Finnish, of course.
Talked about Black Mountain.
Very different from Danish and
gardening.
Norwegian, but he knew those languages as well.
And Allen Ginsberg was there,
Spanish, Prima, and French, and was himself a wonderful translator of poetry.
All at this early meeting on what were we going to do after this exciting summer of
moved to Colorado
and
spending many years
audience
there
coming to celebrate the demise.
Once he'd left Finland, actually
playing instruments during John's concert
UK for a while,
he
really
had to turn
became
around
an American poet.
I thought this was a Buddhist school.
How he chose that path, how he
at this meeting
identified and felt
he gave
resonance with the new American poetry, this sort of outrider
wisdom,
tradition,
and left the room. And everybody's saying, we've got to get him.
Chose to live close to the continental divide, to the tundra, which is actually a Finnish word, tundra.
God's in our music department.
Or perhaps and then having
Chögyam Trungpa, the Buddhist mantra.
He
leave him alone.
Is being interred. His ashes are being interred in the Garden of Love. It's called the Garden of Love, this little part of the
induced
Green Mountain Cemetery. And I wanted to sing this song for him.
Spending a little time
a lot.
One night,
it's William Blake.
Dawn with the real extraordinary Taino shaman.
Very happy to be
come from the Putumayo,
coming to the end with this and
prepare medicine.
Tuned by Allen Ginsberg,
all night ceremony of
a song
looking into the darkness of one's time,
and seems pretty
figuring out how to be synchronous,
relevant in a way,
darkness of one's time and the
some of these obsessive wheel of life
that is one's time.
How we're bound. So
the
how we're being bound
started to speak of
by others,
sometimes in the voice of an old
deciders, by ourselves,
sometimes in a kind of
jaguar, who try to decide
spirit,
how we should turn
visualization
into law. I went to the Garden of Love
helix,
and saw what I never had seen. A chapel was built in the midst where I used to play on the green. And the gates of this chapel were shut, and thou shalt not read over the door. So I turned from the Garden of Love that so many sweet flowers bore, and I saw it was filled with graves and tombstones where flowers should be, and priests in black gowns were walking their rounds and binding with briars my joys and desires.
We don't like fracking. We don't like fracking.
Yeah, and you can actually,
we had a
contact Como. I'm sure it's going on in Pennsylvania
ceremony
too, but Como's about to make a decision.
And one of my friends there said,
Anselm.
And
oh,
a dandelion
Anselm
came and spoke to me.
Anselm Hollo.
And told me how to take care of my liver.
Anselm Hollo. Hello. 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 Hello.
hollow.